This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida. And also to all those radio stations across the country, thank you very much for having our program on your airwaves. Thank you very much. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, also to our first responders, all of our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, the 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, all for keeping us free and safe, and to everybody working the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, too, and to all those utility workers that are here standing by to do whatever needs to be done, to all of the first responders, urban rescue people from around the country standing by to do whatever needs to be done, and everybody, including our Uber, Lyft, taxi, and our bus drivers that keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. 7 past the hour. Here she is, Ms. Rosemary DePere, intercessor. Hey, kiddo.
Good morning, Captain, and hi, everybody. I love you all. I missed you last night, but I was definitely on a work assignment. Okay. By the way, in a couple nights, we'll do a shout-out, but can't do it yet. Okay, first I want to say hello to just a couple people because they kind of deserve it. A Penny and Flip and Dave in Indiana, how precious. I take that rose with a badge of honor from coming from you. God bless you all. I love you all so much. I missed you last night, but a gal's got to do what she's got to do. Okay, let's get with this now. First of all, the Bahamas. My condolences and prayers, and we're not going to cry because, and I want to tell you all, it could have been us. It could have been us. We got by. We did. As Kyle said, we didn't get a direct hit. All right, let's go with this. 1.5 weeks ago, I'll never forget my favorite meteorologist I've probably known for 35 years. He's the most accurate I've ever known. Dennis Phelps came on with, oh, boy, Florida was covered with, covered. This was going to be like, Irma, covered. The whole state, this is a Florida hurricane. I said, okay, get in action. Well, luckily, since Irma, I got extra prayer warriors, and they are warriors. I mean, they give their life to this. And I, by the way, I thank them with my soul and my heart. And we all do this without pay, and God bless them. And it's true, we did not get a direct Florida hit. That could have been really bad. Thank you, Kyle, for mentioning that. Now, what happened is, as we prayed, I'm going to tell you guys, I'm used to praying over hurricanes, okay? Since 2004 and 2005, we had Charlie, we had all of those. Charlie was the one I was most, but I've never met anything like this monster. And we are, it made history. It was a monster. It just wouldn't quit. It just kept it up. And then, can you imagine staying over the Bahamas that long? Many things about this one just seemed rotten to the core. So that's why I brought in helpers. Now, God is always stronger. Of course we're going to have a cat, too, is a cat, too. There's going to be a little stuff going, but we were spared pretty much of what was intended. Let me put it that way, which makes a whole lot of difference. And, of course, the captain, thank God he mentioned all of you. Everybody, I was watching everybody get in place, and it was so beautiful how they just quickly get in place, the utility people. Thank you, Duke Energy. I heard there were 6,500 of you coming from all over. I said, hey, we're okay. And then, you know, all of you the captain mentioned you, the Coast Guard, the National Guard, every one of you. I don't care who you were. There you were in place, and I know you're in place ready to go wherever you go. the captain, and I think probably the Bahamas, but you got the Carolinas. Anyway, God bless you all. I mean, I you know, this is when I do cry, because I love you all so much for what you do. I'll tell you, I just, because you give up your families, sometimes you put yourself in danger for all of us, and we should all be grateful to you. I need a night just to thank you all so much. Okay, now, the captain's right. We got 2 months to go yet, and we've got more stuff down the line. So my prayer partners are going to stay with me. Don't worry. We're not going to stop praying. This is when I get into gear, and I make sure that I eat well. I almost need a beer. And by the way, that's a joke. Everybody knows I'm a total non-alcoholic person. But, you know, you get to the point of enough's enough. In fact, I'm kicking Dorian right in the you-know-what right now. Go on. We need you to get going. But anyway, I feel that really, though, it isn't just us. Everybody needs to pray. Now, I want to say this. Yeah, I always have a song, you know. My weapon is a melody, you know that. But I didn't know what to do. And a couple of days ago, I was very frustrated with this thing. I'm telling you, I've never met a hurricane. Probably Charlie would be the one that I had the most trouble with years ago. But this one was different. I just couldn't, we felt like we were against a wall. And my partner said that. So, you know, a song came on, it's Lord, I Need You by Matt Maher. This is so perfect for all of you. Lord, I come, I confess. Bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, we need you. Every hour, we need you. You're my one defense, my righteousness. Oh, God, how we need you. To teach my soul to rise to you when temptations come my way. When I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay. You're our one defense, our righteousness. Oh, God, how we need you. And I'll tell you, that is so perfect for all of us. We need God. We must never leave his side. We must always include him. We must pray to him. Because look at, this whole state could have been, whoa, it could have been so much worse. And I thank God right now openly that he sent the angels to do what they could, because we were up against, it's like a war. It was like, well, a war, a battle. We'll put a battle, because we got more battles coming. So anyway, God bless you all. We will do a blessing shout out in a couple nights. Thank you for being there. Thank you for being such a wonderful team. And Captain, thank you for, you helped me a lot. You people need to know that. He helped me by telling me where things were. God bless you all. Talk to you tomorrow night.
All right, Ms. Rosary, the prayer intercessor. By the way, Beto O'Rourke is at it again. I'll tell you about it when I come back. And I'm also going to play my interview with Mike Gallagher yesterday when he had me on his program for you to hear that, those of you that didn't. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, America, is there anything you're...
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my very good friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team that own Relief Factor out of Seattle, Washington. And they listen to the program on Mega Talk Radio, AM 920 and AM 1400 KITZ Radio. Up there in Bremerton, hello, Navy, Seattle, and Tacoma, too. Now, if you're struggling with severe and nagging pain like I do and thousands of other people do, I've got arthritis pain, back pain, ankle pain because of things that have happened to me in my career, both in the military and the fire service. But if you've got arthritis pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, whatever, hip pain, muscle aches, whatever you got, let me suggest to you the Relief Factor 3-week quick start. It's something you can take right away, and you will know within 3 weeks whether or not that's going to work for you and help you. It's all natural ingredients. There's nothing in there in the way of narcotics, and it's taken care of the pain and discomfort that I've been under for years, ever since I first got hurt seriously. And let me just point out to you that the all natural ingredients in this, you take at least 3 times a day to start to get it in your system, and then you can back it off to 2 times a day. I do take it 2 times a day, and if I need to take it a third time, then I do, simply because of the fact that it relieves whatever problems I have by whatever I've done to irritate or aggravate one of my old injuries. So for $19.95, plus shipping and handling, takes about 5 days to get to you under normal circumstances, you can have the 3-week quick start program from Relief Factor, and you'll know right away after about the 3rd week, you'll know for sure whether or not this is going to work for you. If it doesn't, well, you're only out $20. But in the meantime, go to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, one more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and see if this will work for you like it's worked for me. And believe me, I've gotten a lot of emails and a lot of messages from people that are just saying one word, thanks. Okay, that's all it's about, what it's about. Now, yesterday, I was on the Mike Gallagher Show, nationally syndicated program on the Salem Radio Network. He had me on at 9:45. We talked on and off, and here is about 5 minutes of the interview we had. And he started out, he gave me a song for the segment. He gave me a song. So listen to this. Here we go.
Gallagher.
We came up with a theme song here for the good captain. I like this. Play it, player. This guy is a superhero of the airwaves. He's a two-time combat wounded Vietnam vet. Captain Matt retired after a 25-year career in the New York City Fire Department. He was one of the first responders to the World Trade Center on 9/11. Now he's the host of the Captain's America Third Watch on our answer stations. Sort of my flagship now, as I became a Florida resident a few months ago here in Tampa Bay and Sarasota, AM 860 and AM 930. Let's welcome Captain Matt Bruce to the Mike Gallagher Show to talk a little bit about Hurricane Dorian. Hey, Captain, great having you on the show. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Mike, and welcome back to Florida.
It's good. See, I figured I had to be here. I couldn't let you fight this alone. I mean, you know, you gotta have some backup. I wanted to have your back. Seriously, let's talk about Floridians kind of watching with a wary eye, Dorian. I'm looking at the front page of the Tampa Bay Times. Danger on our doorstep. Over here on the Gulf Coast side, not so bad, but the East Coast, it could be bad news for them, right?
Well, absolutely. And, of course, 30 miles one way or the other could mean all the difference of whether or not we're going to see anything over here, because of the fact that that storm is so big. But this has been, and this is not our first rodeo down here with a storm that's been out there and wobbled around or sat there for a little while. But I can honestly say I don't think I've ever seen a storm of this intensity sit there for as long as this did, with the exception of many years ago before I was down here. Hurricane Andrew did something similar to this. And then, of course, pounded into Homestead, Florida.
Right. Now, you know, the local media here is all about these hurricane hunters, these brave men and women who go up in these planes and fly right through the storm, go into the eye. Some of the pictures, the video have been amazing. But you know a thing or two about these brave folks, don't you, Captain?
Yes, I do. I've actually been, when they were here at McGill Air Force Base and then over, they transferred over to the Clearwater St. Pete Airport. I actually went over there and I toured the aircraft. I was actually on board one and, never did get up in the air, but I got to go through it and look and see what it was all about.
Sure.
And these people that fly these hurricane hunters, I mean, they're fearless because of what they do. They've got two beautiful jets. They're now over at the Linder Airport in Lakeland. And they're doing a bang-up job because what they've been doing is one jet goes through the storm and comes back. The other one's loaded up and ready to go and goes right back out again. And they've been going back and forth, and back and forth for the last week.
And it makes me worried because I know how good they are and how much technology they have at their disposal. And yet, as you pointed out, Captain, there's not even a way to tell. I don't think any of them expected Dorian to park itself over the Bahamas the way it has. And those poor people are just getting pounded. I mean, there are people who are, as we speak, still in distress. The floodwaters, the rains, the heavy winds. It's bad news right now for the Bahamas.
Well, you're absolutely right, but fortunately for them, help is on the way. We've got one of the largest Coast Guard air stations in the country sitting right here in my backyard over here in St. Pete, and they are loaded up and ready to go, and they're going to be going over there with not only their fixed-wing aircraft, but their helicopters, and they will be over there sooner rather than later once they're able to get into the air and get over there. But there's Marines that are en route. There's a couple of hundred Marines that are just sitting, waiting to be able to get flown in there by the helicopter route. We've got an aircraft or amphibious assault ship that's en route with another 1,000 Marines on board. So there's going to be plenty of help. But the weather, you know, again, this storm, imagine winds of 200 miles an hour for 2 days in a row. Those were the gusts just looping and looping and looping and coming around and coming around and coming around. with up to 23 foot of water. Imagine that.
No, it's hard to believe, but as always, you're on top of it. You know what a big fan I am of your work, and I hope everybody checks out the Captain's America Third Watch on our answer stations in Tampa Bay, Sarasota, all over the country. Check him out online. This man is a real-life superhero. I love the guy. Appreciate it, Captain Matt Bruce. Great to have you check in, and let's keep an eye on this thing, and let's check in again later in the week, okay?
All right. See you soon, Mike.
Take care, Captain. Stay low. It's Captain Matt Bruce, host of the Captain's America Third Watch. And he's one of these great patriots, knows military stuff like the back of his hand. He's a huge supporter of first responders. And Floridians, they are a hardy breed when it comes to hurricanes. And so I guess I'm one of them now. That's why I decided to come here to the Sunshine State this week and broadcast from Tampa Bay all week long. And we shall see what happens. Pray for everybody in the path.
All right, that's Mike Gallagher, and that was the interview I did with him yesterday, and I thank him very much for that. He called me up, his producer called me up and said, hey, we want to bring you on, and we want to talk about the storm and what it means. And, of course, we're bust here in this area of Florida because of all the different military bases that we have around us. Remember, we've got MacDill Air Force Base right here. We've also got the home of CENTCOM. This is where the war on terror is operated from, right here. CENTCOM. SOCOM is here. Special Operations is here. Spec Ops. And so many more different special units from around the world. Now, also, I mentioned the Coast Guard base. We have one of the largest Coast Guard air stations in the country right here. And they do a yeoman's job out of St. Pete, Florida, the Clearwater St. Pete Airport. And they were over there as soon as they could get in the air, as soon as they could get landed. They got on the backside of the storm at Marsh Island. Remember when the storm hit Marsh Island to begin with and we saw the devastation? They got in there, and the very first thing they did was they got in there with a helicopter and they rescued 19 people. There was very little fanfare about that, very little said, but that was, in fact, what happened. And kudos to the United States Coast Guard and the job they do, as well as our military, as well as our NOAA Hurricane Hunter aircraft, because that's how we know what we know, and that's how we knew how to react to what was going on. And, again, the best of the best right here doing a yeoman job. And all the people that have come down here to respond. Some of these urban rescue guys that are here, I'll bet you right now they'll wind up over in the Bahamas because of what I believe they're going to wind up having to do over there. There's going to be, and there already is, a lot of people missing. That's going to be a daunted task. It's nothing that's easy to do. I've done it before, search and rescue and recovery. It's not fun, but somebody's got to do it, and kudos to these guys. All right, be right back with our first Veterans and Military segment.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hurricane Dorian continues to move parallel along the coast of Florida, blasting sections with heavy rain and high winds. There are tropical storm gusts being felt across the central part of Florida's east coast as Dorian tracks to the north. Officials across the state, including areas close to the Florida-Georgia line, aren't taking any chances.
Stay off of the beach. Don't drive around if you don't have to. This is not the time for sightseeing.
Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry says anyone in an evacuation zone is asked to leave and can take advantage of shelters across the county.
More than 500 evacuees are utilizing our 12 shelter locations.
Dorian was a Category 5 storm when it stalled nearly 2 days over the Bahamas, wrecking both Abaco and Grand Bahama. Some 13,000 homes have been heavily damaged or destroyed. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of our Military and Veterans News is brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Find them online at naa.edu or give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of one of their two facilities, either in Concord, Mass. Or in Clearwater, Florida. And here's more.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up. Guys and gals, some of you I know are in a dead-end job. You're going nowhere, no chance for the future, a pay raise or promotion. I got an idea for you to help jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too. I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy. They have two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Mass., located just outside Boston. The other one here in Clearwater, Florida, just in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Because in either case, in 14 months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Let me repeat that last part of it. And online, you can be on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. I mean exactly what I'm talking about. You'll start at $50,000 or $60,000 a year right off the bat. Now check them out online by going to naa.edu, that's naa.edu, and schedule a tour. Or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And tell them you want to take the tour. Check them out. See what they're all about. That's naa.edu. Phone number 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour. Never forget to tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide open. Now, Iran acknowledged for the first time that a rocket at its Ayman Khomeini Space Center exploded after satellite photos showed the blast last week, with an official saying a technical malfunction during a test caused the explosion. Okay, we'll go with that. Now, USA Today is reporting today that U.S. negotiators have agreed to remove approximately 5,000 American troops from five bases over the next 5 months if the Taliban fulfill the promise to reduce violence and prevent Afghanistan from becoming a haven for terrorists. Really? Really? We seem to forget how Afghanistan became what it became to begin with, don't we? Now, John Bolton has been sidelined from Afghanistan policy as his standing with President Trump is wavering a bit. Now, the president's top aides prepared for high-stakes meetings of the future of Afghanistan earlier this month. One senior official who was not on the original invite list, namely the National Security Advisor, John Bolton. We'll see how that plays out. There are all kinds of rumors floating around. Now, remember the former Defense Secretary and retired U.S. Marine Corps General James Mattis? He's been attributed to a statement, "Nations with allies thrive, nations without allies wither." Now, Mattis is expansive on what he describes as misaligned U.S. strategy in the wars in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Syria. The shifting policies and goals of successive administrations have contributed to the long, frustrating conflicts in the region, so says General Mattis, who is speaking out with the release of his new book, Call Sign Chaos, Learning to Lead. Call Sign Chaos, Learning to Lead. Wow. And let's not forget that a Green Beret from the 1st Special Forces Group died during combat ops in Afghanistan. Sergeant First Class Dustin Ard, a Green Beret from the 1st Special Forces Group, died from wounds sustained during combat operations in Zabul Province, Afghanistan. U.S. Army Special Operations has confirmed that. And what a shame. What a shame. Also, a few new rules for U.S. troops flying missions against ISIS in Iraq. U.S. and coalition troops fighting the anti-ISIS campaign in Iraq have a new process for getting flights approved daily, following an August 15th order from that country's prime minister that use of all Iraqi airspace would have to be pre-approved or else be considered hostile. Turkey's president threatened to launch a unilateral offensive into northeastern Syria. It plans to establish a so-called safe zone along Turkey's border, failed to meet his expectations, including a demand that Turkish soldiers control the sector. And for almost a year, Afghanistan's more than 30 million people have been in the awkward position of waiting as the U.S. United States envoy and the Taliban negotiate their country's fate behind closed doors. So far, the only group not involved in it is the actual administration of the Afghan government. And senior White House advisors have proposed secretly expanding the CIA's presence in Afghanistan. I'll be talking about that with Colonel Jim in hour number four today. If international forces begin to withdraw from the country, we'll see how that boils down. By the way, that Iranian oil tanker pursued by the U.S. is off the coast of Syria. They've turned off their GPS. The captain is not answering his communications. It's believed that they're headed into a Syrian port to unload their cargo, as they've been hanging around that vicinity for the last week. But it's believed that's where they're going, and we're trying to monitor it as best we can. We'll see how all that goes. And good morning, Maria in Germany. Okay, and she says, I have to admit, okay, well, thank you very much. Again, Maria, thank you for all your kind comments over there in Germany, and we appreciate you very much and for you telling all your neighbors. And by the way, Radio Waves in Germany carries us over there. So hello to all our listeners on Radio Waves, and they load it up at night. Their stream over there has around 10,000 people listening to it at any one time, sometimes more than that. We have had as many as double that over there in Germany, and we thank them very much. Also, let's not forget that there's all kinds of different ways to listen to the program. I've had a lot of people say, well, you know, the stream on this went down and we can't hear you on this station. How do we hear you? Well, you can always go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on the Listen Live button that's right there. That gets you the actual stream of the program as it's being transmitted across the network on the satellite. And it runs in a loop the rest of the day so that when the live show is done, it plays the full 4 hours of the show over and then replays the full 4 hours of the show over again and so on and so forth until the next live show comes on the next night at 2 a.m. in the morning. And that's the way that works. So you can always hear it there at the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. You can always hear it over there. If you can't hear it anywhere else and all other things fail, that's the way to do it right there. Because I've had a lot of people say that iHeart goes down or one of the radio station streams goes down. And that's what happens when you load the stream up in different radio stations, because a lot of these stations aren't able to handle the amount of people that want to listen in a lot of cases. Okay. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to take a look at our next Truckers Highway and Byway report here. And you're going to want to hear what's going on because, again, we're going to be talking about the hurricane and I-95. And you guys over on 995, you pay attention to what we're going to say. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
Alrighty, that's Merle Haggard, and that's a theme song from Moving On years ago. Will and Sonny Pruitt, $2 a mile. They take that big old black Kenworth with that 40-foot reefer anywhere it wanted to go for $2 a mile. That's exactly what they did. The Highway and Byway Report brought to you by your pilot and Flying J. Not your average truck stop anymore. Certainly not your daddy's truck stop, because those Flying J and pilot travel centers? Wow, are they sharp. All right, let's get started here. Got to take a look at the obvious, and that's Hurricane Dorian. Going up I-95 right now, going up the I-95 corridor. If you guys and gals don't need to be on I-95 south of South Carolina, then don't do it. Go over and get on I-75 and come south if you're coming to Florida. You'll get out of all the rain. You'll get out of all the wind. You get out of all the flooding and the storm surge, which is occurring right now along the eastern part of not only Florida, but also up into Georgia, and it's headed into South Carolina. I'll give you some details here in the storm here in just a minute. Now, Hurricane Dorian expected to move slowly northwestward along the Florida East Coast all day today. Dorian will remain a dangerous hurricane, spreading impacts along and near the Florida East Coast and the coasts of Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina through Friday and Saturday. Now, then it's a question mark where this is going to go. But there will be a long duration event with heavy rain, storm surge, damaging winds, and possibly tornadoes. And you heard me say it. Possibly tornadoes associated with this storm. So if you're over on I-95, that's not the place to be because this is coming up I-95. Now, it's about 80 miles east of Cape Canaveral, Florida right now, moving at 7 miles per hour. Winds are still 110 miles an hour. Now, the hurricane force winds are out 60 miles. So that means that those numbers I just told you, that means the hurricane force winds are about 20 miles offshore from Cape Canaveral right now. But the tropical storm winds are out 175 miles. And that means that areas over into Central Florida are feeling the winds and the rain, and they have been. We've had some sustained gusts tonight in Orlando, 42 miles an hour, sustained gusts along the shoreline over there, Cape Canaveral, 57 miles an hour. We've had gusts over there to 85 miles an hour. We've had gusts in the Central Florida area, 62 to 72 miles per hour, depending on where you're at, plus big bands of rain coming in there, too. So, again, be careful. Be very careful. Now, let's take a look at the tropical storm that's moving down into southwestern the Gulf of Mexico because it's kicking up some stuff down there in South Texas right now. Brownsville, Edinburgh, you guys down there, you're going to be under tropical storm conditions down there, the very southern tip of Texas and the Gulf of Mexico, because while nobody was paying attention to that storm in the Gulf, it became a tropical storm. There's also three other tropical systems out there in the Atlantic coming this way. So be advised and be careful and pay attention. Now, going across I-10, there'll be a little bit of fog around the Houston area, Galveston area tonight. Get out into Arizona, it'll be the next place you'll have something to be concerned about. You've got high heat index numbers for temperatures around 115 degrees today out there. Phoenix on up into Kingman, on up towards Las Vegas, Nevada, and Needles and Yuma as well, right there along the border. And up there in the central part of Texas, around the Metroplex, you've got some poor air conditions and fog in the Dallas area. You've got some fog and poor air conditions up in the central part of Oklahoma tonight, along I-35. If you're coming out of Texas, you'll run into it. Also, up along Lake Ontario, along the lee shore of the lake, and from Buffalo East, the chance of some rain right there along those counties. Michigan, the western and northernmost part of Michigan, chance of some rain tonight. Going out into Wyoming, you've got a red flag and a severe fire threat out there across the higher elevations. Be careful there. Montana, same thing across the central part of the state. Idaho, central part of Idaho, same thing there around Boise, so be careful there. Unsettled weather conditions tonight in Oregon as a system coming in off the Pacific Ocean is going to make things a little interesting across Oregon. So right now, they've got the chance of some wind and some rain and possibly some lightning there in some of those areas that have been dry. So please be careful. And again, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by your pilot and Flying J Truck Stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore because of those big, beautiful pilot travel centers that are out there. Make sure you stop by and get yourself a free cup of coffee. All righty. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. You had any weather over there tonight to speak of?
No, but we do have some interesting air moving. And it seems to be kind of the upper part of our, you know, atmosphere here. A little bit of a breeze that's kind of unusual.
What's unusual about it?
That it's high up. I mean, you can hear it, but, you know, from, like, the treetops coming down, it's not really moving, but you can hear it, you know, above the treetops.
Okay. Huh. Well, I will tell you this. The storm, which is moving up the East Coast, the I-95 corridor, everybody along I-95 and east over towards the ocean needs to pay close attention to this because this storm is tracked to go all the way up to the Chesapeake Bay, and God only knows what's going to happen when it gets up there around Charleston to, Cape Hatteras. It could be going ashore.
Yeah, when you get to the Outer Banks, they're obviously, it's almost like altitude or you know, below sea level. So they're going to have some water.
Yeah, and the storm surge is going to be higher up in Virginia and Carolina than it is down here in Georgia, although it's been high enough. And some parts of Florida, 3 to 6 foot, just all depends on where you're at. Of course, the big thing is we got all this equipment staged and ready to go. There's going to be a lot of equipment. The Coast Guard has already gone on to Marsh Island and set things up there because, quite honestly, they came in the back door of the storm when things cleared off, got in there. They did rescue 19 people right off the bat, Marsh Island, which was good to hear.
Yeah, they're having to. We can't land any aircraft yet.
Nope.
Fixed wing. We can only do helicopters.
Yep, and of course they're bringing in more troops besides the Coast Guard. Marines are coming in. We've also got some assets coming in from the fire departments, urban rescue and whatnot, and they're starting to assemble. So help is on the way to the folks. And by the way, I did hear down in Miami two major churches with people that are from the Bahamas that are now American citizens are taking any and all donations, supplies, clothes, equipment, whatever they want to bring, and they're going to see to it they get taken to the people over there in the Bahamas because they basically lost everything.
Pretty much.
Yep, so
pretty
we're
much.
Going to start over again. So I'm sure there'll be some churches here doing the same thing here shortly, if they're not already doing it. And some people were even taking their hurricane supplies that they had bought and were taking them to the church. All right, hold that thought. Folks, I'll be right back with more right after the top of the hour news. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Lots of stuff going on tonight. Wow, holy smokes, you better believe there is. Comey's in the news, things going on there. Devin Nunez in the news. We'll get to all that and more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.